News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Bambi Tug is set to grace the stage of the Eurovision tonight in Malmo at the semi-final. Joining us to preview tonight's performance is Frank Dermody, president of the Eurovision Fan Club. Frank, good morning to you in Sweden. I think probably for the first time since Jedward and Lipstick, we have a chance this year, don't we?
We have an incredible chance this year. The artistry and production is through the roof. And you get a little bit weepy watching the performance, I'm going to tell you that. So prepare yourselves.
Really? That good?
Yes. Oh, it's beyond stunning. And I am more than delighted. What Bambi has put through in their artistry is phenomenal.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Is it guaranteed she'll get through to the final in your view?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
No doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt. After seeing it yesterday, I am no longer have any doubt in my mind.
Okay. And then how about, I think it depends if you look at the Irish bookies or the UK bookies. I think the Irish bookies have her sixth favourite, but I think in the UK bookies it's kind of eighth or tenth favourite. Is a top 10 finish, is that a more realistic goal than actually winning it, do you think?
In the grand final, yes, but we haven't seen everyone live yet. So that could change in a heartbeat. If you remember in previous years, some of the songs were like 10th, 15th, and then suddenly when people saw them live, they shot up to number one in the betting odds. But I would say right now, comfortably, I'd be quite happy with a top 10.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What is it about the song that makes it such a live contender?
Their vocal quality is outstanding. Bambi has gone out and got a scream coach, which makes it a lot easier on the ear than on the Late Late Show. So that's what a lot of people would be used to seeing. And it's actually a story that they tell on stage from the start to beginning to the end. And it just works. It's like watching it's like watching the most amazing production you've ever seen on stage. You will completely forget that you're actually watching a song, if that makes sense, once it goes on.
Yeah. Have you been talking to Bambi Tug? How are they? Are they nervous ahead of it?
They're nervous ahead of it, obviously. They feel the weight of the nation on their shoulders, but they're very, very excited.
Okay.
About what's going to happen, because they want the rest of the world to see what they can offer.
Johnny Logan, the interval act tonight?
That's right. All the way from Copenhagen.
Yeah. Do we know what he's going to be singing?
Well, it's a little bit of a surprise, so I'm not going to spoil it for your listeners there. But there are some previews available online if they want to go take a look at that.
Okay.
He is the interval act, and there's a lot more previous artists returning as well. But I think it's a good sign that Johnny's in our semi now.
Bambi has been very open about sort of their pro-Palestinian views. I think saying that they would boycott the Eurovision if they weren't in it. But do you expect any kind of sign for them tonight in relation to Palestine and events there?
Bambi has a written in Om Stone on their face, the word ceasefire.
Okay. All right. No. Okay. So good. So anyway, look, you're in confident mood.
Yeah, I am jubilant.
Okay.
More than happy.
All right. Bambi. Well, listen, Frank, thanks for talking to us. President of the Eurovision Fan Club there, Frank Dermody. Enjoy tonight. It sounds like it's going to be a cracking occasion.
Yeah, looking forward to it this evening.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.